good morning, good day. It's me, Johnny Waxman, introducing you to the new Johnny Waxman, the funny Johnny Waxman, the happy Johnny Waxman, the entertaining Johnny Waxman for the third quarter of the zodiac year of January, February, March. Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Now, normally these star signs are very funny, right? Normally, Capricorns take very life very seriously. Aquarians always want to get it right because they've made so many mistakes in their lives, they finally want to get it right. So they take life seriously. Pisces, well, sometimes Pisces do get very serious about life because life is to be taken seriously. The gift of life is a very precious gift. And unfortunately, we only realize how precious life's gift is when there's a major problem in the world, when there's been coronavirus, when there has been lots of deaths around us. And then it suddenly wakes us up, it suddenly shakes us up, and we say to ourselves, oh dear, yeah, life is a short journey. Oh, what's the meaning of life? Oh, we start questioning ourselves. We start sometimes going mad. We're going mad inside. And when we go mad inside, we're taking some things of life too seriously. When we take life with entertainment, when we take the funny side of life, when we laugh at ourselves, when we laugh at, I'm laughing at myself, when I think about all my ex-girlfriends, ex-wife, ex, I think about all my exes, I'm laughing at myself, I'm not sad about it, I'm laughing. Thank God during coronavirus lockdown I wasn't stuck with any of them, I'm laughing at myself. When we laugh at ourselves, it's actually very therapeutic. And the reason why I say laughing at ourselves is because when we talk about Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, and we're going to have Mars in Pisces as well in March, the definition of Pisces is a healing energy. Healing, and I mean not going to a doctor and healing, not taking medication and healing, not taking drugs and healing, not taking alcohol and healing, not smoking some spliff or some whatever it is and healing, no. I mean healing from within your heart. And as the Naomi Elimelech explains, the healing of our heart, the healing of ourselves, the healing of the cells of our body is defined by our heart. Our heart is constantly beating. Our heart is pumping the blood around our body. Now, if we are pumping the blood around our body with a heart full of hatred, every time your heart beats with hatred, you're pumping blood around your body with negative energy, toxic energy. You're creating your own heart attack, a person's right, because it's creating their own cancerous energies, their own heart attack energy. And when you laugh and giggle, that also pumps your heart around. And sometimes you can go out for one evening, we went out on Saturday night, go out for one evening, go just one evening of entertainment, of a comedy club. You go out for one evening and have a lot of fun, and your heart changes automatically. Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and the following week ahead is suddenly fantastic because you've been giggling and laughing. And that's one of the great things about watching movies, by watching a program on Netflix. When you laugh and giggle, and I mean really laugh and giggle, really, really laugh and giggle, then you are healing, your heart is feeding the circulating energy. When you laugh at a comedy, you're laughing at somebody else's misfortune. When you're laughing at those, what's it called, those Russian road accidents, there's a YouTube channel which I find fascinating, of the idiots, the way they drive crazy in Russia, in Ukraine, they drive like lunatics, and they drive, and no wonder they have car crashes, the smash-ups that they do, and they put a YouTube channel on it. But when you laugh at yourself, at this ridiculous things that you've done in your life, and you can just laugh, just a giggle at yourself. Just giggle and laugh at the fact that you were married to somebody like that, or divorced from somebody, or you were living that. You laugh. Laugh at life. Laugh at it. It heals you. It's about you healing yourself, and that's what we call the age of enlightenment. You don't need a rabbi or a priest to heal. You don't need a practitioner to heal. You might need a practitioner to guide you how to heal. You might need an astrologer to guide you to give you the tools. But it's about you healing yourself. And when you heal yourself from within yourself, then you're the one, mind over matter, you're the one that can really feel the love of life. You know, when we're talking about the winter months of the year, the January, the February, March, we call it the entertaining month. You've got to find something to entertain. You can't go out. You can't go jogging. You can't. Sometimes it's freezing cold some places. You can't go out. So you've got to find something to keep your mind occupied, to keep it entertained. Some people can do it. Some people can't. And whatever it is, that's an instinctive energy. Boredom is when we say dead boring. People are dead bored with life. What means by dead boring is they are living the wrong life in the wrong place. How many times have you been on a holiday destination and you went away from your home, you went away from your business, you went away from everybody, and you got to a holiday destination and people asked you when you came back, what did you do there? Oh, don't go there, it was dead boring, right? Don't go to that place, dead boring, nothing to do, no shopping malls, no entertainment, no this, no that. It was dead boring, it was all quiet, so everybody's in bed early because it's so quiet, so dead boring. Whenever you've had a dead boring phase in life, or if you've got a dead boring phase of your life, then you know that there's something wrong. And that something wrong, the only person in the world that can fix it is you, your mental agility, your mental attitude. The other aspect now I want to flip into is what I call relationships. And numerous times, we've all heard of people falling in love. He might have fallen in love with somebody very pretty and 20, 30 years younger than him. She might have fallen in love with somebody older than him. But why does a young chick fall in love with an old man? Why does an old man want a young chick? Because money. Ka-ching, it's money. That's what they're after, and you know it, and I know it, and the world knows it. Call them gold diggers, right? That's the way it is. If he drives up in a Porsche and he's single, then he's saying to the world, come and get me. I'm the hunter, I'm the hunted, now come and get me. That's what they're saying. He's not saying I want true love. He's not defining his life by, oh yeah, I'm looking for true love. He's defining by gold diggers. Come and get me. Come on, come and see if you can get me. And she's going to be razzle-dazzled by it. It's predictable. We all know that. When we've had enough of those gold-digging experiences in life, then we start to say to ourselves, I don't want that anymore. I want true love. You recognize you've made mistakes in the past because you were razzle-dazzled by the bluff. You were razzle-dazzled by the external values you thought were important, and now you're realizing they're not important or whatsoever. What's important is the inner essence, the inner energy. And when the inner energy is pure, you don't need the external stuff. Yes, I know the external is important. I'm not negating that. But let's be really honest, really frank here, right? Those of you, I'm talking to the men of the world now, and some women that you need to know from men's attitude. When we see you with makeup on, we are razzle-dazzled, we are convinced. When we see you the following morning without the makeup on, that's when we get to find out the real you. And for some of us, it's a hell of a shock. We don't want to kick you out immediately. We don't want to throw you out immediately. We'll think about it. We'll try and be nice about it. But when we see you the following morning, then we, oh no, what have I got here? Right? What a big mistake. We don't want the razzle-dazzle. We think we do. People lead us falsely to believe that we want the razzle-dazzle external. But what we really want is the real and honest you. When you're talking about getting used to somebody, I always tell people 3 months. After 3 months, after three lunar cycles, after three full moons, after three astrological months, you get to know somebody very clearly. You get to know the positive sides and the negative sides. And just like you get the shock of seeing somebody with and without their makeup, you get to see somebody with their true colours after three astrological months. And January, February, March, those of you just begun relationships, you'll see the truth if you haven't already seen it. And the definition of now is knowing exactly what you want because it's really right for you. You know what you don't want now because you see it's wrong for you. Now, those of you who have already started your dating in September, October, November, of December 2021, then now, after those three solid 3 months, you're now ready for Jupiter in Pisces commitment, a commitment forever. Similarly in work, you've tried a trial period at work in your business, and now you're ready for stability now, long-term stability. Those of you who've been busy in business in September, October, November, in a new project, new work, new career, then now you're ready for that stability. Those of you who are now realizing that what you've got, you've woken up in the morning now in January, February, March, and you realize, truthfully, this is not what I want. Your mind is now open to new possibilities. And what I say now is your mind is open. That's a very good stage. You're open to the truth. And what you're looking for now, next 3 months, and probably for the next rest of your life, you're looking for the truth. You're not looking for somebody with makeup on to convince you or lie to you. You're not looking for somebody to fake it. You're looking for the truth. Another aspect of truth, and that is now being very, very naughty. There was a rabbi in London who was having an affair with a married woman. And what happened? He got caught. There was another rabbi in Israel who was caught with his hands in the till. He was stealing money from the charity. And what happened to him? He got caught. There was another rabbi in New York that was stealing. Not only stealing, he was doing something really illegal. There was another rabbi in London who was doing illegal drugs. And he got arrested and put in prison. Unfortunately, they do rotten things and they don't practice what they preach. And somebody that doesn't practice what they preach, they will get caught with Jupiter in Pisces. The reason I give you those examples is because they made the headlines in the newspapers. Headlines, right? Bernie Madoff, there's another one. Bernie Madoff pretended to be a big Ponzi scheme investor, blah, blah, blah. And he got arrested and thrown in prison. Why? Because he was faking it. Everybody who fakes it will fall apart in the next 3 months. Now, for those of you who really want a sincere life, and I'm talking now about those of you who are what we call astrologers or spiritual light workers or healers, or you're doing what I call the idealistic work of being an advisor, like I do on the website, I do it because I love doing it. I don't do it for the money. I am emphasizing that now. I don't do it for the money. I do it because I love doing it. There are some spiritual people that, allegedly spiritual people, that only do it because it's a business. The rabbis that earn $100,000 a year, they're doing it for the money. The priests in the church, in the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church, with the scandals that are going to be hitting the Vatican soon, I've already hit the Vatican bankers. Those scandals are defined by materialism, money. And people who do things for money, they are blinded. They are blinded by the spirituality of life. They're just like the blonde, the fake blonde that gets inside the Porsche of the old man and says, "I love you." But she does. She only loves the money. She loves the Porsche. She doesn't love him. Same with the priests. Same with the rabbis. They might love the money and the status that they get, the power they get, but they don't love Jesus. They don't love God. They don't. They're not in it. And therefore, what the scandals are going to be revealing to us in January, February, March, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it when the truth gets exposed. I'm going to love it. Not because I love to see the downfall, but because I love to see the truth. When you see somebody falling in love and it's true love, and then they get married, and then it's solid and it's forever, and you hear that it's forever, it's a forever energy. That is really enchanting. That is an act of destiny. That's a divine intervention. When you hear of some of the magical and mystical and mysterious stories that Jupiter in Pisces is going to create with its conjunction with Neptune in Pisces and Mars in Pisces in March and April, it's magical to hear those magical things that happen in the world. It's a sense of divine justice. I had a reader, just want to finish with one anecdote now. I had a reader who she was swindled. She's an idealistic Pisces. She was swindled and cheated, upstate New York. Swindled and cheated. Really swindled badly and cheated. And he made a lot of money out of her. And unfortunately, he got away with it. He got away with it. But what happened a couple of years later was his son overdosed on drugs and his wife left him. So his life fell apart. Was it worth swindling and cheating? Did he get anything out of it? His son had so much money. The children had so much money. They overdosed on drugs. And the wife, of course, she divorced him, left him and got the money from him. So people that live their lives according to the materialism of life, their lives fall apart like Cain and Abel. And if they don't, if they live idealistically, then they have a future. We all want a future. But to have a future, we have to be honest with ourselves. My friends, I wish you a very happy new year. I'm very looking forward to all the mysterious, mystical, magical things that are going to be unfolding in all our lives, January, February and March. And remember, it is about the idealism of life. And when you do what you love doing, money automatically happens. And now I want to add another point. When young couples, and I'm talking about teenagers and youngsters, 20-year-olds, when they fall in love because it's true love, and then they get married, and then they have children. They don't think about whether they got money or not. They know they're going to achieve. They know they're going to earn. They know they're going to go to college. They know they're going to they have a job. They know they have trust in life. And when they have the trust in life, they know it's going to happen. When you get older, you start being more cynical and skeptical. But the next couple of months now, the next couple of years, in fact, is about having trust in life. That trust in life, trust in destiny, that you're going to find the right relationships for what you've been born for. You're going to find the right connections for what you've been born for. But again, the key is truthful. We have to be truthful with ourselves. My friends, I wish you a very happy new year.